This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. And this is your host, Brother Mostafa. On this show, we discuss Islamic ethics and morality and what steps we can take towards reaching God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And studying and exercise and disciplining, these are all extremely important aspects of our lives, right? For example, if you're not exercising, then that can impact your physical health. If your physical health is impacted, then you'll have a more difficult time, for example, doing worship, doing ibadat and your prayers. It can impact your prayers. It can impact, for example, fasting. So having a really, really strong routine, which involves and balances all aspects of your life, is going to help you improve spiritually as well. It's not only about, for example, praying. It's not only about fasting. It's about having a well-balanced life, where you're healthy spiritually, where you're healthy physically, and where you're healthy mentally. One of the most significant steps that we can all take towards reaching God is establishing our connection with the Holy Quran. We have all heard how much we are recommended to read the Holy Quran. For example, we are told in different narrations that someone who doesn't read at least 10 verses of the Quran per day, they will be counted among those who are among the ghafilin, among those who have forgotten, for example, God. In the same narration, we are told we should be reading, for example, at least 50 verses of the Holy Quran every single day. However, what does it mean to really read the Quran? Sometimes people think that it is just reading the Arabic, you know, it is just reciting the Arabic. And, you know, that is a way of, for example, reading the Quran. Let me ask you all a question. Imagine that I send you a message on WhatsApp or I send you a text message and it's in a language that you don't understand, right? Let's say you're English speakers and I send you a message in, let's say I send it to you in French and you don't know French. Now, are you just going to read, you know, do your best attempt at reading the French and then, you know, say, okay, you know, I've read Mustafa's message, or are you going to at least go and try to translate the message or ask me, hey, you know, what were you saying? So in a similar manner, the Quran is a message. It's a long letter. It's a long book from God himself. It's literally the most authentic word of God that we have between us. Everything else that's out there is not nearly as authentic as the Holy Quran. So how is it possible that we don't make an attempt to understand what God is saying? It's a significant question that I would like to ask anyone who hasn't spent time understanding the Quran and its translation if you're not an Arabic speaker. We have to go for a quick break and we'll be right back from the break. And I want you to spend some time thinking about my question. We're discussing the steps that we can take towards reaching God, and the step that I'm discussing is our connection to the Holy Quran. So I would highly recommend that when people read the Quran, they don't only read the Arabic, but they spend time understanding what God has to say. When you start doing this, when you start reading the Quran with translation, if you're non-Arabic speakers, and you start understanding the meanings and you start thinking about them, what you will see is that you can start applying those meanings to your life. When things will happen to you in your life, you will start utilizing the knowledge of the Quran. So it's a way of connecting to God that will help you in all aspects of your life, in all of your interactions. It will also correct your thinking about many things, right? The Quran is a book which is extremely logical. It impacts you on a psychological and on a spiritual level. It will make you think and ponder. It will allow you to filter what's right from wrong. Many times, you know, even if you're listening to me right now, maybe I have made mistakes in my speech. Maybe other speakers make mistakes in their speech. The criteria that you can use is the Quran itself. If what I am saying meets the criteria and the way of thinking of the Holy Quran, but if it's something that goes against, for example, the Holy Quran and its meanings, then you can reject it. And this is exactly the narration that we also have from our Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt, who have said that if a statement of ours reaches you and it is not according to the Holy Quran, then you can throw it against the wall. Right? That's an expression, an Arabic expression to say you can reject it. But they say if it meets the Quran, then you can accept it. So that tells you that even when we're reading hadith and narrations, they have to meet the Quran. We have to understand those narrations through the filter of the Quran and not the other way around, for example. So the reading of the Quran every day is not only going to bring light in your life, it's not only going to, for example, bring you rewards, but it's a way of really remembering God and what He has to say. It is also the words, you know, we receive these words from the Holy Prophet. So it's a way of truly purifying yourself that you will not find in any other sort of form of worship, right? All forms of worship are extremely important, but definitely reading the Holy Quran on a daily basis, making that a part of your routine, making that part of your practice, you know, setting time apart for that, and understanding what God is saying is going to definitely, how can it not have an impact on your life, right? Because of how deep the meanings of the Quran are. Now, once you've started doing this, right, when you started reading the Holy Quran with meaning and you've started learning, you know, what it has to say, the next step, you know, that you can take is, for example, is you can start looking at the tafsir, the interpretation of the Quran that people have written.
Your mercy, your love is all I need. Your love is all I need. So all I need. Your love is all I need. It's all I need. Your love is all I need. All I need. Your love is all I need. Oh, 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 oh. Your love is all I need.
You know, when you read the Quran, not everything will, for example, will always be clear for you. A lot of verses may not make sense to you, and that's perfectly fine and normal. When that happens, you know, that is a moment for you to really go and search then for more knowledge. Start looking up, for example, different interpretations of what different scholars have said about those verses. And that will allow you to increase your knowledge and understanding of spirituality and God and religion. So don't be discouraged if you're reading the Quran and you don't necessarily understand many of these verses. That's a normal part of the process. That's a normal part of learning. So that's a normal part of learning that you want to take part in. I remember reading a certain tafsir and interpretation of the Quran, which itself didn't necessarily make sense, right? And that allowed me to then research that verse even more and start looking at what other scholars have said, and that corrected, you know, my understanding and thinking of the Quran. And the final benefit I would also add to this is that knowing the verses of the Quran and understanding it will also help you when you're talking to, for example, non-believers or non-Muslims. It will help you, for example, engage with them in much better and stronger conversations because you will be able to bring proofs, logical proofs, from the Holy Book, from the Word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's all the time we have for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land, He knows.
Every shade of palm, every closed hand in us. Every sparkling tear on every eyelash in us. Every thought I have and every word I share in us.